City Radio.
What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. I'm your host, Andrew Bedlam. We got a special show for you guys today. Going to let you be a fly on the wall with our conversation with the Vibrators. Also got a conversation with Ginger, drummer of the Drew Gets to splice in. But before we get to all that, let's get this show started with the Lurkers. Right, that was the Lurkers on Pogo City Radio. Thanks for downloading. Now, as you heard me say in the intro, this is a special Pogo City Radio. We just had the Vibrators and Drew Gets, as well as the Road Sodas, play at Nazareth Jacksonian, the Nazareth Jacksonian Club, 2 days ago, last Sunday. It was a great time. Got about a 5-minute interview with all three members of the Vibrators. We're going to splice in here. From the green room, the bowling alley, what it really is over there. And then we got a little chit-chat with Ginger on the sidewalk while she was out there smoking a cigarette. So, well, we'll get that in there for you, too. Also, we had the Fear Show this weekend and Jade, Milo, and Lizzie's party. So, you know, we can recap all of that. So there should be a fair amount of talking eventually. So why don't we keep the tracks moving and play one of my favorite Vibrators tracks, one they played at the show and also bring up in our little chit chat. Here's Judy Says.
Judy says he's gonna knock you in the head tonight. Judy says he's gonna knock you in the head tonight. You better watch out or you might not live. Judy says she's gonna knock you in the head tonight. Susie's gonna give you a hot shot tonight. Susie's gonna give you a hot shot tonight. Susie's gonna give you a hot shot. You're out to heaven with your face a lot. Susie's gonna give you a hot shot tonight. Don't you worry about me, baby. Don't you worry. Your money's safe for me, well, it will be alright, alright. Oh. We'll
gonna knock you in the head. You better watch out or you'll wind up dead. Judy says she's gonna knock you in the head tonight. Judy says she's gonna knock you in the head. You better watch out or you'll wind up dead. Judy says she's gonna knock you in the head tonight.
Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Andrew Bedlam here with Josie from the Dynamic Divas. We got the Vibrators here. We're at the Jacksonian in Nazareth. So, Pete, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much. Only thing is we got a backstage with bowling alley, and the operator isn't here, so I'm sort of on a pissed off side as well. But all in all is well. We just played New York last night. It was good fun. And here we are tonight in Nazareth.
Yeah, great, great. So you guys on your final U.S. tour, been a long career, a lot of high points for you guys. I know you guys had a couple chart, like top 50, top 40 hits back in the mid-70s with Eddie over here. We also got Eddie.
Oh, yeah. Every time we go on tour now, it says your final tour. So I don't know why everyone keeps writing me off. Perhaps someone's out there with a high-powered rifle wouldn't have bumped me off at the end of the year. But anyway, while I'm still alive, I'll try and keep going. But we had a few hits back in the 70s, and Automatic Lover and Pure Mania was in the top 30, and so was V2. And Judy Says was a hit as well. So we had a few, but then they dried up a bit when the band started to fracture apart. But then once we got back in the 70s, in the 80s, 82, then it's a... we just keep touring now, so we're having fun.
Now, were you on the Chris Spedding sessions, any of the pogo dancing or anything like that?
Yeah. We did that a long time ago, and funnily enough, we've just recorded 3 songs with him with the original lineup of the Vibrators with a view to doing an album, but it's a matter of whether the record company are going to cough up the money to finish it off. But that's still ongoing. It might happen. We'll wait and see.
Well, now that you've told the Pogo crew, we're going to see, too. We're going to get all the news out there, make sure everybody knows, make sure the label knows that we need some more Vibrators material. So we'll help out everywhere.
Well, we've had a couple of albums out in the last 2 years on our American label, Cleopatra. And they've put about 5 or 6 albums out over the years. But the last 2 was Past, Present and Into the Future, which is like the 40th anniversary album. We did it in the 40th year, so it came out a bit after that. And that had all the original Pure Mania lineup, V2 lineup, and the current lineup playing on that. So that was different songs from different people. That's come out very good. That's on Cleopatra. And the one before that was Punk Mania Back to the Roots.
So now, Pete, how long have you been with the Vibrators for?
15 long years.
Wow. All right, so what was it like when you first got to join? How'd that come about?
That came about... funny enough, Eddie called me one day, asked me to do a U.S. tour only, and I got back to him about half an hour later and said yes to that. They sent me some tapes. They didn't even send me a freaking CD. Back then, it was still tapes, cassette tapes. And so I learned all the songs. We had 1 acoustic rehearsal, and the rest is history.
Absolutely. So, Josie, do you have anything you want to ask?
You're doing well so far. Keep it up. I just wanted to know why you came up with the name Vibrators, because us women love that name.
All right, so, Eddie, who is it?
We had a meeting. We sat around like bands do and said when we first started, we've got to have a band name, if we're going to be a band. So we sat down and discussed lots of ideas we were going to be called. Polystyrene and it was going to be I suggested the trousers, and then Knox said, oh well, I'll be polystyrene, and it got all silly. Knox, John wanted to be Jack Off a lot and Terry Lean, and we thought that was all too silly. And then John said the Vibrators, and we all thought that was a silly name, but they stuck. I didn't want to do it. I was the one who was against it, but I was outvoted 3-1, but it's done us all right. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I remember saying at the time, if we use that name, we'll never get played on the radio, but here we are. We're on the radio now.
Yeah. There you go.
Proved you wrong. You got Nigel Bennett here as well.
How you doing, Nigel?
All right, thank you.
Now, how long have you been with the band for?
I joined them in 1989, and most of the time with a couple of breaks for my sanity.
So, what instrument do you play?
I'm the guitarist.
So how's it feel playing some of those older licks and stuff like that? You know, stepping in there, you like taking it over and playing some of those classic ones like Automatic Lover?
Of course I am, and it feels fantastic, or I wouldn't be here. It's absolutely wonderful. We are probably as best we've ever been, and it's just going so well.
How long has this current lineup been together?
For this leg now, 2 years, roughly.
Yeah, and before that, quite a while.
Quite a while, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Daryl played for a couple of years, but I was with them before, and now, again, I'm back, and I'm not going anywhere.
Great, great. Well, we're glad that you guys decided to take a quick stop off in Nazareth at the Jacksonian. We're trying to get a lot more good bands like you guys, a lot more bigger bands, classic bands here. So we really appreciate you guys doing this. And yeah, thanks for talking to us.
All right, well, I hope you guys enjoyed our little chit chat with the Vibrators. Let's get to Johnny Thunders with Born to Lose. Johnny Thunders and the Heartbreakers coming off Like a Motherfucker. Was at that 40-year anniversary show. That was a good fucking time. The 40-year anniversary show of Like a Motherfucker. Walter Lohr, Mike Ness on guitar playing Johnny's parts and singing Johnny's part. Clem Burke on drums and Glenn Matlock from the Sex Pistols on fucking bass. That was a good time. But this most recent good show we had was the fucking Vibrators with the Drew Getz Vibrators. They sounded great, dude. It was a great time. There was a nice crowd, a bunch of new faces, a whole lot more younger people than I usually see at that place. And fucking the Vibrators played for like over an hour. It was a great fucking time. The Drew Getz were great. The Road Sodas were a great band to have opening it up. You know what I mean? Vodka. See, I was like, all right, so the Giants won. You know what I mean? Giants taking out the Houston Texans. So, you know, Friday was fear. Saturday was the party. And then the Vibrators, Giants also on Sunday. Giants win. I go to the club, and I'm not really going to drink, but I'm like, ah, well, I'll have one. And then I go to pay for it, and she says $3 for a vodka Red Bull. Now, I was in Gramercy in Manhattan on Friday, and a vodka Red Bull runs you $14. So I know it's not $14 here unless you're like mothers, but I know it's not like $14 here. So, but still, I hear that she has $3. I'm like, oh shit. Yeah. So I got a little drunker than I expected to, but it was a good time. And yeah, we'll talk about the rest of the weekend later. Why don't we get you guys to one of the other bands playing that I've mentioned, the Drew Getz. Now, I know I've already told you the Drew Getz is doing a nice little tour with the Addicts. How fucking cool is that? So we get to the Drew Getz newest single. Here's Bitter Old Man.
So we got Ginger here, drummer of the Drew Getz. What's up, Ginger?
Not much. Sweaty, feeling sick.
Oh, that sucks. I didn't know you were sick. At least you still made the set.
Yep, got a busy week. Gotta get through, power through them.
Yeah, I hear you. I didn't think I was going to be drinking tonight, and I've had a couple too many vodkas, and then I stole some of your Jello shots, and I'm a little bit more fucked up than I was supposed to be tonight because I got work tomorrow.
I need to go find some of those Jello shots.
Yeah. So, Rachel, if you guys weren't at the show at the Jacksonian with the Vibrators, Rachel asked for a Jello shot, and eventually, like, 30 of them came. So, apparently, the Drew Getz are going to get kind of fucking smashed tonight. So, what's your favorite flavor of a Jello shot?
I don't know. I don't think they have blue ones here, but normally blue Jello is my favorite, but the strawberry ones are pretty yummy.
Yeah, I would personally go with strawberry. Oh, we got Nick here, too.
Fucking good.
Thanks.
Nick from the Road Sodas.
Yo, the fucking Drew Getz, fucking get it fucking done.
All right. Now, Ginger, you guys are going on the road out west with the Addicts. How the fuck does that feel?
I don't know. I still don't believe it yet. I think I'll believe it when I'm like on the airplane flying out there and we land.
That just sounds so cool. When I'm out there flying to California, maybe then it'll be real.
It'll sink in someday. It just seems really surreal right now.
Yeah, I was talking to Rachel and she was saying I was shocked because I said, what does this have to do with, what did he get you guys at Rebellion? And she said that he missed them, but he asked for an album And I guess he hit you guys up and wanted to take you out there, huh?
Yeah, he asked us if we wanted to do it, and the band had a meeting, and my parents were in town, so I couldn't make it. So I really didn't know what was going on until, like, 2 days after the meeting about it. Like, I kind of heard on the phone, like, oh, there's a tour coming up, and it's with the Addicts, and it's in California. And that's all I was told. And then I had to, like, switch some stuff on my normal schedule that I already had planned so I could go. And then I was, like, super excited.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So you guys did the record release here, like, a month ago, right?
Yeah, about a month ago.
So what's the name of the album again?
Clockwork Girls.
Clockwork Girls, right. And you guys also got that split with Vice Squad. And do you have another full length besides that?
No, the new album's our first full length. We have an EP that was put out on CD that had, I think, I want to say 6 songs on it, but I might be wrong because I wasn't on that.
Well, you're on this one.
That was before I was in the band. So we have those, and then they have another 7-inch out that was a split with External Menace.
Oh, I forgot about that one. Yeah, what's that with, like, Girls in the Milk Bar and that?
I think it has Milk Bar and Antifa Rollers.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, we played those on Pogo a couple times. But, yeah, I mean, you guys are supposed to be coming over, the whole band, to Pogo HQ after the Addicts, from what I hear. At least that's what Rachel says. Hopefully you come.
I'll try to make it. I'm pretty sure we can make that happen.
Well, Pogo's like 10 minutes from here, so why not? All right, but, yeah, with Vibrators are getting ready to go on next, so I guess we'll get out of here. You got anything else to say?
Nope, that's it.
All right, see you guys later.
I am rock and roll.
All right, hope you guys like that little conversation with Ginger. Let's get to the Hudson Falcons, some working class war.
Some officers in the Hudson enemy have to fight devils to profits from our sweat. We gotta show them that we ain't dead yet. Fight for the people. We gotta fight for the cause. Fight to the death. It's a working class war. Oi, oi, oi. They're doing us a favor. All they do is pit us against the neighbors. They say shut them all, we'll give them your job. We gotta show them we're the working class mob. Fight for the people. We gotta fight for the cause. Fight to the death. It's a working class war. Oi, oi, oi. United we stand, divided we fall. The justice for one hurts us all.
Right, that was the Hudson Falcons. New Jersey right there, working class war. Yeah, I hope you guys enjoying the show with the interviews we're splicing in here. And yeah, I mean, also this weekend got a chance to see Fear. That shit was fucking amazing. Had a great time. You know, they sounded great. It was legit. They looked great. It was a great show. Very expensive alcohol. Got shitty. Like, don't remember how I got home. Well, not home, but where I was crashing type shitty. But yeah, definitely a good time. They sounded awesome. It was a great show. Huge show at the Gramercy. Sold out. It was a blast. now that I'm done blowing them, why don't we play some Fear? And I know I said that I didn't play, Living in the City last time, but how about we do play it this time? Right, that was Fear. Let's get to some lower class brats.
You think you had the right, the way you spoke to me last night, with that tone in your voice and that look in your eye. You won't apologize when you're wrong, keep on singing the same old song. You're like a broken record, I wish you'd die. You shouldn't care about me, 'cause I don't care about you. No matter what I say, no matter what I do, I don't care how you see me. All your jokes are incomplete. There's so much more that you'll never know. Your acceptance I don't need. My expectations never exceed, 'cause I have nothing to hide and nothing to show. You shouldn't care about me, 'cause I don't care about you. No matter what I say, no matter what I do.
Let's keep this rolling with the Dwarves.
everybody's girl. Oh yeah, everybody's girl. Everybody's girl. In love with everybody.
Everybody's girl.
Everybody's girl. In love with everybody.
Everybody's girl.
Everybody's girl. In love with everybody.
Pogo City Radio. All right, this next one up, I think I'm going to play for Chad 77.
All aboard!
And it is Motorhead, R-A-M-O-N-E-S. All right, now, at that Vibrator show, I definitely saw a Vespa scooter, like a legit Italian Vespa scooter. So this song's for that girl and her Hello Kitty sticker that covered her orange Vespa.
Blank.
Some Blank 77 on. All right, now that was Chelsea Girls coming off Blank's first album, Killer Blanks. Now their latest album is a split called Getting Blasted with the Parasitics.
Good morning. I have my cold beer. You have your cold beer? If not, you are fucking jabroni.
I am rock and roll.
Drink up! Night starts off with a couple of beers. Bunch of the boys all yell and cheer. Local band starts to jam.
it away. You said we want it. Hey, 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 hey. Fuck Westall, alcohol withdrawal. I said we need it. Hey, 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 hey. Worked all day, now let's drink it away. You said we want it. Hey, 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 hey. Fuck Westall, alcohol withdrawal. I said we need it. When there's no more beers to be had, that's the only time that we get mad. Bottles, cans, bottles, mugs. Give us booze, fuck your ass. Worked all day, now let's drink it away. You said we want it. Hey, 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 hey. Fuck, let's go. Alcohol withdrawal. I said we need it. Hey, 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 hey. Worked all day, now let's drink it away. You said we want it. Hey, 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 hey. Fuck, let's go. Alcohol withdrawal. I said we need it. Drink, 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 drink. Drink, 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 drink. Worked all day, now let's drink it away. You said we want it. Hey! Hey, hey, hey. Fuck, let's go. Alcohol withdrawal. I said we need it. Hey, 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 hey. Worked all day, now let's take it away. I said we want it. Hey, 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 hey. Fuck, let's go. Alcohol withdrawal. I said we need it.
Riggity, riggity, wreck, son.
That was the Parasitics on Pogo City Radio. Actually, was Larry's ride to the Vibrator show. Yeah, Larry Sittics. Been on here a bunch of times. Go look for it in the archives. Couple hilarious shows with Gabe back in the day. You'd have to go like 2 years back to find them. But go back. There's fucking 2.5. Oh, by the way, today is literally 100% our 2 year and 6 month anniversary. Oh, there you go. Figured that out today by accident, but it totally is. So that makes the show even more special. There you go. There you go. All right. But yeah, we're talking about having the Vibrator show, the Drew Getz, Road Soda's opening up. Now, they did their record release party, their single release party at fucking the Jacksonian a couple months ago. And you could have bought it from them the other night, so I hope you did, along with one of their t-shirts. But let's get to the new CD now. Coming off Down With The Ship, here's the Road Sodas with Bad Year.
I am your god. Yes, I thought. We'll be right back.
Road Turtles. We're going to be partying next Thursday on behalf of the death of my mother.
All right, that was the Road Sodas coming out of Nazareth. They just opened up for the Vibrators and the Drugettes. Give it up for the Road Sodas. It was good seeing Nick out at the show, hanging out with him. He was there all night. It was a good time, good time. But,
I may have f***ed up here.
Yeah, coughing and shit. But, yeah, so the Casualties got a new single out with Dave on vocals. It's a lot more metal, a lot more heavy. It's a whole different type of Casualties. I'm going to play it on YouTube right now, so the intro might take a second. But, yeah, let's get to the Casualties first single with Dave from the Crumbums on vocals. The Casualties with 1312. All right, now my God's honest opinion. I like that a fair amount. I got to be real honest. I like it better than like the later George stuff. But I'm always going to love the old school Casualties the most. But yeah, that's definitely a good track. I liked it. It was catchy. It's a little different, but it's still cool. But, yeah, and I definitely like it better than, like, you know, Seasons of Mist, Chaos Sound, that type stuff. But I'll still take For the Punks. For the Punks any day. Speaking of For the Punks, why don't we do a little Casualties twofer and play some old school Casualties. Now, you know, we're going to play the Pogo Attack version. This track here is actually, if you go back in the archives and go to the very first show, which I believe is called Hey Zach, Fuck You, to my man Black Zach. But yeah, the very first track we ever play on Pogo City Radio is this version of fucking For the Punks. Like I said, that's coming off the Pogo Attack. I thought it was fitting. Pogo Attack, Pogo City Radio. And here's the Casualties with For the Punks.
Preaching crap like they know it all. Hiding in their alternative bullshit world. Those self-absorbed
The Casualties for the Punks, coming off the Pogo Attack. You can also get that on the early years CD. You guys can catch The Casualties November 30th on the Metal Alliance Tour. Parasitics will be there, so come early and check out those bastards who we played earlier in the show. Hit up Larry and Josie. They're selling tickets. Buy them from them. Don't buy them at the place. Buy them from the Parasitics. Now, we're going to get out of here in the next couple tracks. But before we do, why don't we do a Pogo City
Wild Card, bitches!
What's here?
Now, the Pogo City Wild Card is where we play something a little off format. It might be gangster rap. It might be some old school rock and roll. Today, it is Nathaniel Ratcliffe and the Night Sweats with Son of a Bitch. Pogo City and Wild Card.
Wild Card, bitches!
What's here?
I'm gonna need someone to help me. I'm gonna need somebody's hand. I'm gonna need someone to hold me down. I'm gonna need someone to care. I'm gonna rise and shake my body. I'll start pulling out my hair. I'm gonna cover myself with the ashes of you, and nobody's gonna give a damn. Son of a bitch, give me a drink. Somebody give me a goddamn drink. Son of a bitch! My heart is breaking, hands are shaking, bugs are crawling all over me. My heart is breaking, hands are shaking, bugs are crawling all over me. My heart is breaking, hands are shaking, bugs are crawling all over me. My heart is aching. My hands are shaking, bugs are crawling all over me. Son of a bitch!
Nathaniel Ratcliffe, the Night Sweats, your Pogo City
Wild
Wild Card. All right, all right. We're going to get out of here with this next one. Thanks for downloading. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for checking out PogoCityRadio.com. Check out all the older episodes. We've had some great in the person in the studio, in person, all of the, I guess, I don't know. I'm going to shut up.
English, motherfucker, do you speak it?
We've had some great in-studio interviews. We've also had some really cool on-location interviews, as you heard in this show. So check out the archives. Lots of cool people in there. People from the Murder Junkies, Potato Pirates, Blank 77, The Casualties, lots and lots more, like, awesome bands and stuff like that. So just go look for them. And remember to go to GoFundMe.com/PogoCityRadio if you guys want to hook us up with some of that hard-earned coin. That'd be really cool. But yeah, also please remember, give us a like, a share, a follow. All that stuff really helps out. We're also on Spotify, Google Play Music, Stitcher, Podbean, our website, all that good shit. Give it a share and a follow. We appreciate it. And we appreciate you listening. We're going to get out of here with Sham 69, If the Kids Are United.
Joy. So let's all grab and let's all enjoy.